If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to a very special edition of the 23 Personnel Podcast. I'm your host, Spencer, joined as always by Michael.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Changing it up a little bit. Very fitting for tonight because we are recording minutes after final whistle, final buzzer for Texas Tech beating Purdue. 65.
I
don't remember. 65. It doesn't matter. Texas Tech won. Moving on to the Elite Eight. First time in school history. Michael, what are we doing here?
This is a bit of a big deal. At first...
No.
First off, in case anybody hadn't been keeping up, I just wanted to let y'all know that my portion of the podcast is sponsored by Bullet Barrel Strength Bourbon. Which is 62.7% alcohol per volume. it's a little bit.
How many of these glasses have you had?
If you can hear the rocks tingling, I usually don't go on the rocks. I usually go neat, but you know when you're at 126 proof, you need to tone it down just a little. So I'm unwilling to share how many glasses I'm on, but this is a celebratory glass. That much I will say. What I was so impressed with tonight were our seniors. You look real quick. I don't have the numbers exactly. I will in a second once my tablet turns the right way. But Justin Gray and Zach Smith and Keenan Evans all had either 12 or 13 points. And they were the only guys on your squad to get in double digits. Of course, Evans had kind of a rough night, you know, what we would call a rough night for him. You know, he was only 3 for 8 from the field, but he made all his free throws. Tech, last I saw, I think when Moretti was shooting, they mentioned it, and Moretti hit both his free throws, and at that point, they were 15 of 16, and they may have ended even more than that. I mean, that's huge.
They finished 17 of 18.
Oh my gosh, they missed one free throw the whole night.
And it was Evans.
Yeah, and you know what? It was when I was writing... I have a little notebook here, and I wrote Evans drains 2 more free throws, and
you jinxed it.
And then he missed. Yeah, as soon as I wrote that, he missed his second one. So sorry, everybody. We should have won. We should have had 79 points. But that was what I was most impressed with, and just really Justin Gray. I haven't kept up with his stats, you know, super closely, but I feel like this is his best game by far since Lawrence. And he came out of the gate. He scored our second bucket of the night, and he was everywhere, man. He did kind of what we expected to see of him this year, you know. I think Zaire Smith kind of I don't want to say he took over or anything, but Gray kind of took a back seat to him. Yeah. And I was really impressed with Gray tonight. What are your initial thoughts?
So when I was coming on, I had two things I wanted to talk about. One was Justin Gray. He finished with 12 points, 7 or 8 rebounds. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the stats now, to 7 rebounds. So it was close to a double-double. So he more than doubled his average points per game. He just seemed, he made lots of like really clutch shots. There were several, I was talking to Samantha when it happened, that he took 2-point jump shots from like with his heels on the 3-point line. I was like, dude, that is the dumbest shot you could take. And he made all of them. It's like, just take one more step back.
Yeah.
But that, and then overall free throws, because like you mentioned, Texas Tech, until right there at the very end, was perfect. They ended up, like I said, 17 of 18. On the flip side, Purdue only shot 6 free throws.
Yeah, and they didn't shoot. Huge. They didn't shoot their first ones until, gosh, I think it was the second half. was when they shot their first free throws.
10 minutes in, or 5 or 6 minutes in the second half.
Yeah, there's not a lot of officiating complaints we can come up with on this one.
You're not going to hear me complain.
No,
there were a couple of calls. And I was like, okay, whatever. But it was very clean defense and free throws and Justin Gray.
I want to go back. I want to backtrack a little bit because my tablet hadn't completely updated because it's probably about 4 years old. But Keenan Evans ended with 16. Gray had 12. Zach Smith had 13. And then there was one other Red Raider in double digits. Oh, sorry. I have that backwards. Zaire Smith was 13. And then Zach Smith had 14. So there were actually four of them in double digits, three seniors and a freshman. My bad,
and Stevenson
everybody.
Had 9, so he was close.
Yeah, he was right there. He had some huge threes. You know, Moretti, I go back and forth on Moretti. Maybe it's the bourbon talking, but there's just some stuff about him playing that he tends to make some mistakes, or he tries to do too much, or I don't know. And I even remarked to my wife when he came in, I was like, oh, man, I kind of dread what he's about to do here. And he drained a shot. You know, he was perfect from the free throw line, that I think. And, I mean, he had 7 points and just he had 2 assists. I mean, he was 2 for 3 from the field. And, like I said, he hit every free throw, just 2 for 2, but still that was impressive, too, just to have him come in and just really do well. Odiase defended Harms as best he could. Of course, Harms, poor guy. He has hands about like I did in high school.
dropped everything.
Oh, he dropped every pass. He had 3 perfect passes thrown to him, and he couldn't handle them. And now it's kind of fun to watch it from this point, but my teammates in high school had to deal with that when they were trying to throw it to me, and I would just fumble it out of bounds or something awful. And he did that at least 3 times that I saw. And one of my favorite parts was towards the end with Harms. Gosh, he got blocked so hard. Who got him?
Was it Gray?
Yeah, of course it was Gray. Of course it was Gray. Man, he had a great game. I was it was just so nice to see him just have a complete game. I know I've talked about it too much already, but anyway, what else you got?
Well, I wanted to update everybody. We are actually live now on Twitter. Michael was talking, you obviously won't be able to hear it if you're on Twitter, if you're joining us. So we're recording our instant reaction to the Texas Tech taking down Purdue in the Sweet 16, advancing to the Elite Eight for the first time in school history. Did it in pretty convincing fashion there in the second half, pulled away.
Never trailed.
Got up to almost a 20-point lead, which actually is something I wanted to mention on as we were recording, that it was a stat I heard. I can't remember who it was. It may have been one of the local guys mentioned that, like, the past 2 or 3
years. If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Years that Purdue had made it to the Sweet 16, I think they lost all 3 of those games by an average of 19 points. So when Tech got up by 20, I was like, It's happening again. Yes.
The law of averages still applies.
Right? So, one, I just wanted to make sure everybody was partying with us, cheering on the Red Raiders. Also promote the full podcast. We'll be dropping this, publishing it in a little bit after we're done. For those of you listening to it, I'm sorry you have to hear multiple promotions. We go through this. We did a Facebook Live. Now we're doing Twitter. Getting set for the Elite Eight matchup on Sunday versus Villanova. Mixed feelings about not having to face West Virginia. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But for everybody on Twitter, thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch it here in a little bit.
Rackham's. All right, so we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We had to meet our corporate obligations. We have a lot of overlords that tell us where we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to talk to. And so Spencer is always on top of that, keeping up with the obligations. I'm
still trying to figure that out. What I'm really trying to do is figure out how to get this seamless and be able to upload this or to broadcast, not just record, and get both cameras, both mics. We'll have to work on that.
Y'all don't want to see my left ear sticking out more than my right. No one needs to see that.
I didn't even notice that. Here, turn your head a little bit.
There's no way. There's no way you haven't noticed it. Yeah. I get that from my dad. That is totally a dad passed down thing. And I'm trying to see if my daughter has it, but I think she might be too young to tell for sure. I hope she doesn't, but I kind of hope she does too. We'll see.
Anyways, like I said, Texas Tech facing Villanova in the Elite Eight on Sunday. Let's get your thoughts on facing Villanova or not facing West Virginia for a fourth time this season.
I watched the game. Well, I watched the second half of West Virginia and Villanova. I wasn't really able to watch the first half, but that was really the only time I truly watched Villanova basketball because I didn't think it was going to be relevant to us, yet here we are. So they're pretty damn scary, man. They've got a lot of guys who can just make a ton of plays. They made West Virginia, a team that we've struggled against. We're, 1-2 against them this year? You know, of course, one of them was without Keenan Evans, and it was senior day, and
he was hobbled pretty bad.
Yeah, and Javon Carter was really on fire that day. But Villanova definitely scares me. I really don't know if I would have preferred to play West Virginia. I just know how pesky they are, and how hard they are to to break mentally and physically. These guys, they just keep coming at you. They don't stop. So I think even that said, the way that Villanova turned it on in the last 7 or 8 minutes, I was texting my friend Adam about it. And he first brought it up to me because he got to watch a good part of the first half about how kind of scary they are athletically. He brought it up that they just turned it on and decided they were going to win the game, and that was it. Like, West Virginia hung around as long as they could, and Villanova, it seemed like in about 5 minutes left, said, okay, that's enough. We're going to take it from here, guys. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I turned the game on. It probably had 2 or 3 minutes left. I think it was when LeBar said he didn't have to see Daxter Miles Jr. ever again or something like that. I was like, oh, yeah, there are games going on.
Right.
Because I was so keyed into the Texas Tech game coming up at 9, it actually being closer to 9:30. I turned it on, and it was, I think it was 5 or 6 point. No, I think Villanova had a 10-point lead, and there were a couple of times when West Virginia would cause, press Virginia.
Oh, there it is.
would cause a couple of quick turnovers, score, get it within four, or I'm sorry, score 4 points, get it within six, and then Villanova would just kind of calmly build that lead back up to 10, chew some clock in the process, and they're like, oh, look, the game's over, and they won by 10.
Yeah. They just decided to win it.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how Texas Tech matches up. I haven't done any research on this. You know us. We're not the most prepared group of guys out there, but in terms of the podcast, the team's probably done all their research and is ready to go.
Well, and we probably, to be fair, a little bit fair to us. I don't want to give us too much credit one way or the other, but we don't like to count our chickens before they hatch either. So we weren't, we hadn't been digging up film on Villanova for the last couple weeks just in case this happened, this scenario worked out, because we're Texas Tech fans, and you guys are too, and y'all know that.
Well aware of the expectations and what that can do.
Yeah, and how crushing it can be, and tonight was the complete opposite of that. We crushed Purdue. I'm going to say we. I'm not part of the team.
I'm taking part of this one tonight. We crushed them. And you know what we need right now?
What do we need?
Some Whataburger.
We do. They're still open.
There was
man.
One close by. Oh wait, there is.
Yeah, there's probably one. I think it's 8 blocks away from me. But yeah, I am in no condition to get there.
Pretty close to. Well, I'll come pick you up.
Okay,
we'll go together.
Yeah, it's on the way. It's on the way to. Yeah, my house is on the way.
You are on the way.
Yeah.
There's also one on 114th and Quaker, so it's not really any closer. You know, if I go by your house, pick you up. If I go to the other one. The line's probably wrapped around the building. That's to be expected as the later you get into the night.
Yep.
Bars are starting to close. I mean, they're not closed yet. They've got a couple more hours, but I'm pretty sure Chris Beard is going to be wanting some Whataburger tonight, and he's not going to have it. So we should have it in his honor.
We should. You know, that I saw a guy I just started following on Twitter who hosts – oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. If he happens to listen to this, I'm sorry, but he hosts, like, the Rock 101 – the Rock 101 show.
Sean?
Or maybe it was Jarrett. Anyway, I'm sorry, but he posted, I think it was a night or two ago, he got 16 taquitos in honor of the Sweet 16.
Nice.
And I was really touched by that gesture, and I'm so sorry that I can't remember who it was who did that.
Right, the sausage, egg, and cheese taquitos are delicious.
I gotta try that chorizo, man. I gotta get in there. I gotta see how that's going.
Yeah. Well, I think because it's so late and we don't want to like drive this one into the dirt, we're gonna sign off and just enjoy the rest of the night. Celebrate, everybody out there, celebrate. Your Texas Tech Red Raiders are in the Elite Eight, the first time in school history, taking on Villanova on Sunday. I don't even know what time it is. You'll find out. Super excited about this team and its trajectory. I mean, you're, you know, obviously one game away from the Final Four.
In San Antonio.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable season.
Another home game.
Still going on. Yeah, yeah. Like, while there were some audible Raider power chants in Boston, if we're playing in San Antonio in the Final Four, it's going to be basically a home game.
And I missed them. I saw it all on Twitter, and of course I could have rewound my DVR, but I just didn't want to get behind. So I missed the Raider power chants. I'm glad they were there.
So I recorded the game. I paused it for just a couple seconds to do one last thing before you know the game was over, because Samantha was not going to stay up until we're done recording, so she had to go to bed. Paused it. We rushed through that one little chore we had to do. Ran back. It was during a commercial. Fast forward, just about caught up to live at the end of the commercial break. I was like, yeah, we did that just about right. And then anytime there was like any time when they were walking in the game for like free throws or timeout, fast forward to that. I did not want to be behind. I wanted to be live the entire time.
Yep.
So I have all three games of Texas Tech in the NCAA tournament on my DVR. They will probably live there for forever. I'm going to record the Villanova game as well and just enjoy that one as well and the other games to come. Games,
plural.
All right, Michael, you have any parting shots to take?
I have no shots to take. My bourbon and ice glass. I'm really good with words right now. It's empty. So
again, how many have you had?
We're teetering between two and six. So that's where we are over here. But it's been a great night. It's been wonderful to see these guys play. And I just wanted to give another hat tip to Justin Gray and Zach Smith for just really showing up and playing really hard and making us all excited and proud. And I'm going to stop before I sound like someone's great aunt or something.
Yeah, on a night where Keenan Evans is held under his season average in points, you've got three other guys in double figures kind of carrying the load. Nyan Stephenson had nine, so he was close to being in double figures. Team effort, if there ever was one, very, very balanced offensively tonight. Looking forward to carrying this on. It seems like this team is just getting stronger. Like, it's ridiculous. I missed part of the SFA game. There were times when Tech was trailing and it was kind of ugly. Florida game was obviously really close. This one, Purdue got out, I think a 6-point lead was their biggest lead, and that was in the first half. Texas Tech came back, tied it, went up by five by halftime, never gave the lead back.
And they went up by five at halftime on a 10-0 run.
Yeah. So it's just, if you're talking about momentum and trajectory, this is the direction you're going to be heading going into an Elite Eight game against the one seed from your side of the bracket.
A scary ass one seed. They are, man, they look so good. I'm excited to see us play them. I'm really pumped about it. I think we'll be able to hang with them, and we'll see. We'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us for the 23 Personnel Podcast. For Michael, I'm Spencer. Signing off. We might even do this again on Sunday night, win or lose, because I think we've decided that, I don't know, I've talked to Michael about this, but win, obviously we're going to be super excited going to the Sweet Six, or, oh my gosh, the Final Four. Lose, maybe we wait until Monday to do the season wrap-up. We'll see. Anyways, for Michael, I'm Spencer. Thanks for listening. We will catch you soon.